Bonsoir.
Salutations.
Hi.
Salutations.
Salutations.
Yes. My companion. Companion Ganon. I don't know. Where
that's a great start. Welcome. Alright, cheers.
Yeah. Alright, cheers. Cheers, Ed.
Oh, amazing.
How are you doing? Too polite, my own good.
Too many manners.
Let's go first.
Yeah, right, not too bad.
Yeah.
Keep on trooping on, as you do. How are we doing?
Lockdown's making me feel like my life's on repeat.
It's Groundhog Day.
It is.
We don't talk about lockdown. We just make it better.
We don't talk about lockdown. We just make it better. However, I have tried to make it better. I ordered a two-piece matching tracksuit the other day.
Wow.
That's the side of my
This is awful. I can't believe you've done this.
Wow. That's degenerate.
It is.
It is. I never really considered myself to be a tracksuit-esque man, and it seems that I have been ground down to the point where I bought an all-in-one grey tracksuit and thought, this is a good decision. And it came, and I looked at myself in the mirror and went, Christ.
I don't think our listeners will take you as a tracksuit man.
No, probably not.
I don't think so.
Well, you're very welcome to tweet me at CheersAllRight if you think I sound like a tracksuit man.
You sound like a tracksuit man.
Anyway, welcome to AllRight.
I'm disappointed in you.
Andy, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. After today, after being in the sea, I realised how good it is for your skin. My face feels nice and smooth.
Wow.
So that's my bit of trivia for the day.
What were you doing in the sea? Yeah, fucking hell, it's freezing.
We went for a little surf.
Ooh.
Not Bournemouth. Where do we live? Half of Dorset. Half of where we live was out in the sea, it would seem.
Find us, please.
Half of unspecified location near the coast.
Somewhere with waves where it's cold.
Close to sea.
I reckon if we have some really smart listeners, they might be able to triangulate and sort of narrow down where we live.
What? Because we spent the last 5 episodes telling them very openly exactly where we live.
If they use some really complex maths, they might actually be able to work it out. But I don't think we've got anyone that smart, so I think we'll be all right.
Really pummel down the self-confidence of our listeners. Maybe they could enhance the audio and, listen to the background noises and work out which bit of sea we're in.
That's my bit of sea.
Hello and welcome to the All Right Cheers podcast.
Yes.
You're listening to Lil Muzza.
On the beat.
on the beat.
Why have you got a mic?
To be fair, why have you got a mic? Lil Muzza. We've got Lil Bit Jacob.
Hello there.
And a little bit me.
A little sprinkle. You are listening to the All Right Cheers podcast, where we aim to not really. I think it's become very aware to not answer your questions, but aim to answer the questions.
And we have a laugh along the way.
Yes.
We're making friends and we're making memories.
Yeah, and we can celebrate our 100th play and 100th follower. It's the double dribble, baby.
It's the big old double 100 triple podcast special bonanza.
So we'll try and do something special this episode. Maybe you can get more All Right Cheerses than usual.
We could get a new sound effect. We could get a boing.
Boing, yeah.
Or a touch my talala.
Touch my talala. Yeah, maybe that could be extra special. Like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Touch my... Oh, God.
This is going so... Well, you know, as we know, we're a multinational sensation now. Mm. Reaching to the top. Big leagues now. We've hit triple figures.
Yeah. So if you like this podcast, give us a 5-star. Help other people listen to it. Because, you know, it's brightening up your life. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to it. So
spread the bloody word.
Spread the bloody word. Hell yeah. And on that note, we're on to our first ruddy segment, which is, what do you think of this?
What do you think of this?
I have a bit of what do you think of this, which might be a... I could be a bit concerned about this segment.
What's happened?
So
this is a good start.
Picture me. I'm in my kitchen. I'm making some lunch and truncheon. I'm about to, you know, knuckle down. Take a big old bite. So I do. First bite. And I think, this curry tastes like splashdown. Not the nicest. Well, okay.
What does splashdown taste like?
Maybe not like chlorine. When you think, when you walk into like a public leisure centre and you go, this reeks of chlorine. It's like, yeah.
Get rid of all the diseases.
Just covering all the piss. Just illnesses with just pure, this is clean smell.
Yes, this is clean. So you
neat
think when
chlorine.
That is the first taste of your lunch, you think, something's a bit off here. To which I looked down and realised someone had cleaned the top with bleach and that I had picked a bit up of the top and put it in my mouth. So now,
nice.
You could, you know, it could be the end. But I'm not sure. And if anything, it's like kids, isn't it? You let them eat dirt so that their immune system gets better.
You let them eat dirt.
Do not let this man have a child.
You do, don't you? Like,
but officer, he's just building his immune system.
As he pumped mustard gas into his bedroom.
Is that not a thing? It's why you, like, you just blow on your baby's dummy or something. And you just chug it.
What, that cures them of all illnesses?
No, I'm not saying it cures them of all illnesses. Of all illnesses, I'm just saying, you know, in later life, they'll grow up and be like, thanks, I have a strong immune system because of you.
Thanks, I'm immortal.
I've eaten so much dirt, I'm fine.
Nothing can kill me.
Nothing.
Well, as a very wise man once said, maybe, you know, injecting some sort of detergent into the body could cure us of the old... the big cronny V.
The big red. So maybe that's it. Maybe my lungs are now permanently Rona free.
There you go.
Check in. Yeah.
It makes you think.
It does. It makes you think, what do you think of this? What do you think of this?
Mm.
Well, let's see. I could be good man. Well, I
good
didn't
man.
Want to be like Superman, and then I didn't want to say Bleach Man. And it was like, well, this is the best.
Bleach Man. Could just squirt bleach out
your
wrist.
Clean boy. Yeah.
Still it bang, man.
On the inside.
If you ever come across, like, Limescale Man, you'll just absolutely fuck him up.
I'm not sure Limescale Man would be the best children's cartoon character, would he? What do you do? I make your sink look weird.
Covers everything alive. Oh, yeah. Limescale.
I love
your
it.
Your kettle's fucked.
Do you want more bits in your tea? Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, that's my contribution to what do you think of this? That.
Andy, have you got a, what do you think of this, that bleach?
Yeah, sort of. I was, just before we started this, I was watching a video. The video was called Thomas Was Only Following Orders.
Goodness me. I have no idea where this is going.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And it starts out with Thomas the Tank Engine at the Nuremberg trials.
Why?
And then goes on to him having flashbacks of him acting, being a train in certain scenarios in the war that probably wouldn't have been very pleasant. So it's really cheery video, actually. So I recommend...
Let's not advise our Please listeners don't. To go and watch that video.
Yeah.
It's One of the comments says, although his passengers left the carriages, Thomas still carries their weight. Another one says, forgive me, I didn't choose this job.
I think that's immediately enough. So... What do I think of that?
I've got a really good what do you think of this, but I can leave it until, for our ending anecdote.
No, I need you know, anything to make me not think of that video that Andy's just provided.
I think...
Cleanse the podcast with your uplifting chat, please.
Jacob, I think you'll like this very much.
Yeah.
Because you're a bit like me in the fact that you like things being in line and straight. But...
Yes.
As we have reached February, the month started on a Monday.
Yes.
And then if you look at it in a calendar,
yes, yes,
28 days line up perfectly in a 4x7 grid.
Oh, yeah.
And it's nice. What do you think of that?
Yes. Well done. Yeah.
Oh, it's good though. It's good. It looks nice on the calendar, and what a great
month. I think that should be our first Touch My Ta-la-la. The OCD segment. The OCD, oh yes. That gets me right in the gooseberries.
Oh, yes, sorry. What we will mention, that's just reminded me. Apologies for the recent technical difficulties. We are attempting to iron them out. For your listening pleasure. Because at the end of the day...
And for our sanity.
Yes.
More than anything, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We feel your pain.
Yes.
But, you know, onwards and upwards.
I'd also quickly, as well, like to do a disclaimer that there are certain listeners, not naming names, Smallison, but who would like to tarnish our reputation by saying that asking... how pissed we are doing this. And I'd like to say that we're totally sober doing all of the recordings. Thanks.
this is just us.
Me.
It just flat out.
My friend.
There's literally, this is just it. We could have maybe an alcohol-fueled session, which would be a lot more intense.
Yeah.
Be much, but we don't have a lot of sort of format at the moment, but, so yeah. We haven't, you know, we probably go back to the dark ages in that sense.
But we might bring you a special alcohol fueled special.
Brilliant.
Special.
Maybe when we hit, let's say 500. Yeah.
500 elephants.
500 miles away.
500 bad reviews. That's where we'll do our alcohol induced
special
pain. 500 free Spotify bands.
Yes. Lovely. Well,
on that note,
yeah, I think it's time for our first question.
I've got a question.
Do you?
Go on then. Go
I
on,
do.
It. Tease me.
Because that's what I'm meant to do, isn't it?
It's your bloody job.
I feel like this is actually quite relevant because we've all eaten before. So my question to you is, which kind of bread is the best?
Now, I tell you what. I was on the edge of my seat there because yet again, me and you are in the same fucking genre of question. What's going on? I was listening to that. I was about to say, if you fucking ask the question that I'm about to ask,
that would be an absolute disaster.
I also just like to say that none of us know what any of the other questions are, so you may get a triple threat question.
there could be a time we all ask the same question. The episode's about 5 minutes long.
Yeah, it's all very silly. Then we all answer the question, and that's it. You can have the only anecdotes. Fuck off.
Do one. Okay. But yes. So my definition, I had to look this up actually, because I wasn't sure whether to call it like savory or bakery, I don't know, something along that lines. But it is just bread, because breads is an umbrella topic that covers rolls, bagels, muffins, sliced bread or loaf bread. So you've got all these, basically, as someone put it, a sandwich something.
Great.
I can't remember what it was. A sandwich vessel.
A sandwich vessel. HMS vessel.
HMS wholemeal.
Yes. So what do you think of that question?
Well, you know, this is right up my alley. Did I tell you about my thought process? What my I wrote down in my notes when I was quite drunk. I not drunk, jolly, jovial,
high on life.
About my potential YouTube series. Did I ever tell you about that? That I've still got written in my notes.
No.
I remember something very vague. Yes.
Well, I you know when you wake up in the morning, think, phew, my head hurts. And then you have a look at your notes. Well, actually, I don't know why you would look at your notes, but I had scribbled down some random old tat on my notes on my phone, where basically I was knocking up a sandwich vessel at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had written down YouTube series pissed reviews of different bread.
So... oh, maybe that could be like an offer of this podcast.
So if you want the All Right Cheers 3 o'clock in the morning bread reviews, tweet us and we can make that a thing.
That could be even so, that could be another special. Yeah,
that could be a bread tasting special. We could roll these all in. Roll it all.
Roll it in.
Oh god.
Oh well, there you
what
go.
What made you think that would be like a?
I an idea that love. Bread. I love bread. It's literally like I've got a small duck inside me that I have to feed bread. I love it. I don't know what it is. It's just like, and it's, I reckon I could just eat. You know, in the wartime when they were just given like rations, and it was like, you can have this hunk of bread. I'd be like, sick.
That's me done.
Yeah.
What's for pudding?
Bread.
More bread.
So, in order to answer your question, what's my favourite type of bread? I honestly may need to have some quiet time alone to really figure it out.
It's not trivial.
What, you can sort of go to some sort of chalkboard and start doing some equations. We'll go over to Andy, or as they call
Muzzer.
Him, Lil Muzzer.
On the mic, I've got a soft spot for tiger bread, right? The big loaves of tiger bread.
Yes.
Because
okay, you're taking it one step further. Because I was going to go for a general area of bread, and then my next question was going to be white or brown. But then I guess you're completely derailing this, Andy. For fuck's sake!
I feel like... So what answer are you expecting from the first question?
Well, I just thought... It was only because I read it. You know, like, a bread. So would you prefer rolls?
Oh, I see.
Not
bread.
Your question.
That wasn't
your
the question.
Was, what's
well,
your favourite
okay.
type of bread?
Okay.
So what was
all right. Your... fuck off. Fuck off. Go for it.
Yeah, fuck you, Lewis. Right.
Completely ignore my question, which was
I'm
going to
answer the good version of your question, which was, which is your favourite type of bread?
Mm. Is
it might
bread?
Be tiger bread. I'll tell you for why. When festivals used to be a thing.
Oh, I know exactly what you're going to say, and it's already annoying me. It's already annoying me.
Quite,
yes,
be quite,
carry on.
Quite Lamborn. Listeners are in
don't
for
say
a right,
name.
A they, right they... On the way to a festival, this is a camping festival where you're there for like 4 or 5 days. You stop at, you know, Tesco, Lidl, Aldi, other supermarkets are available. and you get a fresh loaf of tiger bread, right? Big old thing, hefty.
Everyone does
everyone,
this.
Everyone should do this. And what it does is when you have it in the morning for breakfast, it has this like healing property. It soaks up all of the bad stuff in you from the previous day and it gets rid and you're like, wow, I didn't need to spend £8 on a breakfast bap from some hippie from Kent. I've got my tiger loaf and I'm sorted. That is why tiger bread has a special place in my heart.
Okay, I'd just like to say this is coming from a man who famously knocked up, asked me what meal I'd like one day and gave me an option of scrambled eggs and crisps as a genuine meal option.
A man of
taste and culture.
A man of culture, I see.
So, you can't just...
Oh my god.
Also, the image of you just waking up and ripping off, gnawing a bit of bread like an animal.
I'm just imagining, you know, everyone's sort of like, oh, sun is shining, you hear that.
Sorry, what festival have you been to that this happened?
This is what festival is. Yeah. And then you're there. Trust. In your dark little tent, you roll over, not even opened your eyes yet, and you just bite, you just dive your jaws into this loaf of tiger bread.
The hard crusting keeps it all nice and fresh on the inside.
That's not true.
It is true.
There is an entrance way to the inside.
Yeah,
you
but
can't,
you get rid of that. You give that to your significant other.
Andy is removing the inner soft bread via keyhole surgery as to not let it go stale.
Oh, for goodness sake.
That's not what I said.
Okay, so I've had
tiger bread.
I've had
some enough time.
And this is going to be quite a niche choice. Okay, I've got two answers, right? What is my... What?
That's not allowed.
Let me have my moment.
Hold me back!
Okay, so, what's my favourite type of bread? Obviously, a massive fucking loaf of bread. That's like...
Yeah, but... a loaf
but
of bread.
It has to be like one of those brown, airy, seeded, like, gourmet, artisanal, millennial chefs. Like, the kind of bread that you go, I don't want to eat this. I don't want to eat any other type of bread. But... My other answer is, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you get those warm, crusty rolls and you literally cover them in butter and then you have nothing else but those.
Oh, yeah.
And then you eat so much that you ruin the rest of the meal. That bread is so prime.
I know.
No, but that's the best thing. You go in and you like fully fill up on that bread and have maybe a starter. You're set. You've had like a great meal and you haven't had to spend £15 on some, you know,
from some hippie
main course. It's brilliant.
Okay, so Lewis, what's yours?
Pretentious Frenchman.
I would go along those lines. You know, when you go to a really nice sort of quite mid-tier sort of brunch place and that you have like maybe some eggs on like sourdough. You know that brown, like, nice sourdough that they do really nicely.
That nice sourdough.
That's nice.
Yeah, nice.
That's nice. One choice. Yeah. But I feel like I'm exploring wraps a lot more. They're very versatile things.
I hate you for that answer.
Think of what you can do with a wrap.
No. Wraps? What? A thinly bit of rolled out carbohydrate?
Isn't that all bread?
No. Compared to fluffy, airy, crusty, even Andy's ravenously tearing off bits of tiger bread.
Just munching.
Better than your shitty wrap. It's flappy. It's fucking...
It's
canvas. It's a blank canvas to put on.
It's a blank canvas, and think of the carb to filling
ratio. So why are you having the wrap?
That's what you want.
Oh, I'm so cross. You're no.
Because all right. Not allowed to answer now.
Wrong.
That's not the right answer.
The men came.
The men have come. They've turned my cross switch on.
That's take it. Away your will to live.
The men said no.
And on that note, that's fucking all right.
I'll take an AC for that. Cheers.
You can have an AC, and I'm going to chuck at you from across the room in pure anger.
Ow! Fuck. Take it. Oh well, I think we're on to the next one.
Is right. That? Cheers. Is that next question. All right.
There you go.
Right, as promised, my question is very not similar, but in the same kind of batting arena.
Okay. Is it bread related?
It's not bread related, but it is food related.
Okay.
And it's a hark back to, I can't remember which episode, maybe the one very early on. and I remember bringing it up and we said we'd save it for an extra episode. And I thought, you know what? I'll do it now. So my question is, which do you prefer? And you can take this as, if the men came and you have to choose one or the other, which do you prefer, hot or cold food?
I know what someone's going to answer.
So, yes, we'll get to you in a minute, Lewis. And I'm going to look at you, Andy.
This is a really easy answer. It's hot food, because then you can have it hot or cold.
No.
You never have your hot food hot.
Okay, so for...
Listen.
For the listener.
It starts out hot, and it just gets a little less hot through the meal.
No.
3 hours later.
Okay, so I just want to remind you that the question was not... if it stays... I could reheat my cold food. That wasn't the question. The question is, which do you prefer? If you choose hot, it will be hot forever.
No waiting.
I get NASA on the line, because then you've invented some sort of infinite energy source, haven't you?
For the listener, for some context, Andy... Muzzer, likes to spend his meals sat. He'll have his plate of food. He'll eat a bit of it. He'll look at the rest, wait for it to go cold, and then finish it off. And
I just eat slowly on average.
You're playing the game. Because you want it to be cold. You don't just eat slowly. Your main aim is to wait until it's cold.
So why don't you just have the food cold? Why don't you choose cold as the answer?
Because you can't just start out with cold pasta. When you cook pasta, say, it's hot. You're not going to wait for it to cool down.
The question
you just serve
is,
it and then...
do you prefer hot or cold food? You wait for all your food to go cold, so why don't you just choose cold? Why did you choose hot?
I'm trying to think. Of all the foods... if I only had to have cold food or only hot food, I think there is something. Have you ever tried not eating like a proper hot meal in a few days?
At a festival.
Like, have you ever? But even then, you'll have a little something. But it can get like, it can get almost, you know, a bit of a drag, not when you don't have any hot food. So I would say I don't think I could go with just cold food. That wasn't the question though, I'm
Yes.
realizing now. I've answered a different question.
The question is, if the
I'll
men
say cold food,
cold. Okay.
cold.
Nice.
Why? Before me, why? Why do you prefer
Cold food.
a cold pizza over a hot pizza?
Mate, cold pizza, honestly, elite, trust me.
Now,
It's good.
It's so much
it's good,
better.
but it's not better.
My
It's good, but it's not
just
quite
before you
Cali.
answer the answer, Lewis. My answer is the same.
Oh,
I
yes.
love
What?
Democracy.
cold food, and I'm going to use a festive example. And Ma, at Christmas, I prefer Boxing Day to Christmas Day food
Because of the
because
sandwiches.
of the sandwiches and the coleslaw and all the meats. The cold and cold chili is nicer. The after a couple of days, cold pizza in the morning is better. I mean,
Okay, right. I'm going to agree with you here on one aspect because I'm going to go full meta answer question,
Uh-oh.
taking half the episode
I don't
into
like
this.
it. I don't like
Because
it when Lewis goes all meta.
I'm looking at the planes of time, boys. I made, as you saw yesterday, you saw a bit of it,
Yes.
a delicious roast dinner.
Yeah.
And today, I had it
In
for
a
lunch,
yeah.
cold, in a wrap.
Which one did
I
you
rate that
prefer?
so highly. The
If you
wrap.
say the wrap, then you have to answer cold for the
Oh,
OG question. Yeah. See?
no. Oh, I don't like it.
See? Now, once you think about it, you realize that actually I do prefer cold food.
But I think they were both good in their own respects. I was amazed at how good the rap was.
But if the men came and said you could only have one, what would it be?
Do I have to make it?
No, that wasn't part of the question. It wasn't. No, nished. It's just, it's there. It's there. And it's
Sit on.
in its two forms. Which one would you choose? Hot or cold?
Is one in a wrap?
It's just temperatures. I'm not. I
You're
don't
so
care about
obsessed.
your flappy wrap.
I'm gonna go with hot.
But you just said.
Yeah, but you, I'm answering the question that you are specifically asking.
Okay. Fine.
Take your answer and fuck off.
Oh,
All right.
Jeez.
Cheers.
See, the reason I thought I was thinking about this is because I was thinking about if you get like chips and you have like, this is just the condiment question again. Shit.
We're reusing shit already.
No, it was kind of
Oh.
secretly where I was going is I was just thinking about coleslaw and I was thinking about coleslaw and various things you can have it with. And I was like, I just like coleslaw too much for me to say hot. So,
Is coleslaw a condiment?
oh, so oh, you can tell I've
I don't know.
really
I
had some
don't
time on my
think
hands. But
it is.
would you just have so coleslaw, okay, yeah, it's either a side or a condiment. If it's a side, you have to be able to eat it by itself. Would you just sit there with a fork and eat coleslaw?
I know you would.
I know I would.
No.
But
It's surely.
would mean that mayo is borderline a side. Oh.
In the name, it's side means that it's going to go to the side of a main dish. So you wouldn't just have a side on its
But
own,
you,
would you?
but isn't chips a side? But you could easily sit there and have chips.
No, because a lot of places chips can be a meal. Chips and
Yeah.
gravy, poutine in Canada.
Oh, I see you're a chips. Well-travelled man. Sorry.
Someone's been across the pond.
Okay, let me... What about... Okay, halloumi sometimes is a side. You could easily just sit and eat halloumi. It's a side.
The packet.
Hot or cold?
With all the drippy juice. I've got a side question. What do you do with mozzarella? Like, what do you do with the big ball thing once you've had the mozzarella?
You drink the little milkshake at the bottom.
Yeah, but after... what do you do with...
Wait, no, I'm sorry.
What do you do with that?
I'm going to let you two get whatever you need to get out. Before I ask Liz.
Anyway.
Andy, do you mean? The ball thing.
You know when you get a packet of mozzarella from the shop and like you have the mozzarella and then there's that white ball thing in it and what do you do with it?
Like, why is it in there? Like, wait, are you not saying a ball, like a tennis ball? Tennis.
Golf.
What do you mean? Am I hearing you wrong? I feel like what's going on?
I don't even know. I'm thinking of just mozzarella as it comes in a ball in a little packet.
Yeah, and then he's like, once you've had the mozzarella, there's the ball. It's like, what do you mean the ball?
No, once you've had the mozzarella, you've got the little milkshake at the bottom.
The joke is that don't worry, it's fine.
Oh,
so it's all right.
Okay, well,
no, that's funny.
I'm going to give myself an AC. Right.
Boing.
Didn't you have a question? You have a question for Lewis?
No, I said Lewis, I meant Muzza. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. I see.
All right. All right, cheers. I think that's enough of that question. Thank you very much.
Confusion has ensued.
Yeah, my brain hurts.
Oh, Christ.
So I did have a user submitted question, but it was along the food lines, and I don't want to do a food special. We'll save that for the next episode.
It is 100 people, many people special.
That doesn't mean it's a food special.
All right.
Let's make it a food special.
No.
All right.
Cheers.
Right. I'm taking control.
He's been quiet till now. It's Buzz's comeback.
It's taken him a few episodes, but he's piped up and he's ready to go.
Right, go on then.
Lil Muzzle with a big attitude.
Do you want this user?
No, go on then. You've made your opinion heard. Do the one you want to.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Good. Right. If your life was made into a movie, into a film, which actor would play you? In your opinion,
Ryan Gosling.
is he the one that's in Deadpool?
No, that's Ryan Reynolds.
I'd have him.
You'd have the funny man.
Would you?
That's
or Morgan Freeman.
Yes, because that's the face that springs to mind when I listen to your voice.
Ryan Gosling is...
He's the man that stares a lot.
But you don't stare and not talk. You don't stare and talk. So he'd be like the opposite of you.
What if it was him, but talking?
Wow.
That might work, actually.
Pay him to do some acting. Great.
Oh, I'm not very good with actors, I must say. I'm not a sport and film are my weaknesses in a pub quiz.
Are they? What are your strengths in your pub? What do you bring to the table?
General knowledge.
General knowledge.
I
have a really, really surface level knowledge of absolutely everything.
I have no, maybe a bit of science.
Maybe a bit of science, says the man doing engineering. Maybe.
Maybe a bit of
I don't really know a lot else. Music?
No.
History?
The thing with music is that I feel like I'm quite into music, but all of the music rounds are just tat, pop, shit rounds.
Do you reckon in like 30 years, pub quizzes will actually be something we could feasibly be good at?
See, I don't think it will, because it will be like the top 40, and I'm not into that little Uzi Vert man.
No,
you know, that's not my style.
If it was really niche D&B songs, perfect.
Each episode we reveal a little bit more.
Yeah. Oh dear. By the whatever, I don't know how many specials we've announced this episode now. Feel free to remind us how many specials we owe you after this.
We need to have, once we've finished all the specials, we need to have a special as well.
A specials. Special. Yeah, all our best beats.
It's just 10 seconds of silence. But no, honestly, thinking, you've made me think that what is my strength in a pub quiz? And honestly, I'm thinking I don't have any. People, there's always that sporty person. There's the music-y person.
Yeah.
There's film, like old films and music and shit like that. And who's this? Who was the bloke that scored the winner in fucking Who the Fuck Gives a Shit? I'm sitting there. I'm a few pints down. I'm just there for the atmosphere.
Yeah. To be fair, I don't think I've ever won a pub quiz.
You always get like ousted by some try-hard team that do it for a living.
They always cheat. You get the team that we got 98 out of 100. Fuck off, did you?
Yeah.
You just use Google. You loser.
I could feel some underlying tensions here, Lewis.
I've never lost. I swear.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know. What was your question? Oh yeah. Who would?
Well, something about
something.
Film,
I'm something. Glad that it had such an impact that you remember your own ruddy question.
What actor would you like to play you in your film? In a film about you, film about your life.
I'm not sure I'd want to watch a film about my own life.
World's smallest violin.
Well, no, but just like, I suppose, would you let me direct it? I don't know why I'm asking you. But yes.
I'm the production company.
Could I direct it?
Yes, you're allowed to direct your film.
I don't know what I'd put in it. Would you put... I guess all the good bits.
It's just a bloopers reel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
Mine would be pretty short.
Great. Cheers. Right then. Cheers.
It'd be like the Truman Show, but he never leaves.
What? It's just being a man. It's a load of people watching a man in his room forever. The end. He never realizes he's in a show.
He never finds out.
No. This film's really long. Is he going to find out? No.
It just never ends.
Yeah.
Oh
for goodness sake.
Oh.
Well, all right then. All right. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers, yes.
So we had Ryan Reynolds or
Ryan.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yeah. What was yours be? I do this every episode. I just completely forget to ask you your opinion, Andy, for your own question.
Thanks. I'm glad it's worth so much. I would go for, I think Christian Bale can play absolutely anyone.
How modest of you. That is...
Are you talking about Christian
Bale?
The
most attractive man in the world is going to play me. I'd make him get, like, you know, get a bit skinny. I'm not talking Christian Bale in American Psycho. I'm talking, yeah, more machinist.
Isn't he, like, really, really skinny in that?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Right.
I was going to say, is he the Batman? Christ alive, I'm choking on my dinner. Are you talking about Christian Bale Batman or Christian Bale the machinist?
I'm on the scale of machinist to Batman, I'm talking like halfway between machinist and American Psycho.
Off the scale then. That wasn't the scale you just gave, but fair enough.
Skin and bone.
Yeah.
Lovely. All right.
All right, cheers.
Nice. All right.
Cheers.
All right.
Well.
Any closing anecdotes to, you know, just to round it off?
Yes.
Thanks. Okay. That's great. That's all we've got time for.
So, I got bored of looking at the same four walls. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to have a bit of a switcheroo. So I got my inner feng shui, that kind of vibe. And I really mustered up the courage to swap my desk and my TV around. Wow. But in doing so, I basically had to rebuild my desk. And I think it was a sign of how unfit I'm getting that I actually had to take all my top half clothes off. And I was so hot and sweaty doing it.
Wow.
I was literally topless building this fucking desk. And I don't think I've ever been so angry at myself.
You're not the most practical man. I feel like that would have been quite a chore.
Oh, it was infuriating. Because, like, bits were falling off and all the stuff. Like, I think we brought this up before, but like the tap drawer is in that desk and all the tap fell out all over me. And it was honestly infuriating. So there you go. End the anecdotes. Hire some men to do it. Lovely.
Hire some men to move your desk 2 feet.
Just pay the man to move it like 6 feet.
Oh dear. Yeah. So that's my, but I feel like it's made the world. I feel like I'm in a different room. Lovely.
Mm. I moved my bed ever so slightly and put the bedside table on the other side. And honestly, it's like being in a different room, isn't it?
Oh, Here's an update. I think in the last episode, I said I'd ordered a bedside table. Guess what's here? Hell yeah. I'm a man with a table.
What's her?
My bedside. The table.
There's somebody at the door.
There is. So now I can stop throwing glasses all over the gaff.
that's like proper crack house behavior, that just leaving glasses on the floor.
Yeah, just spent the day
on the carpet as well.
Glass. Well, where else with Nay, but honestly it's changed my life
on a table.
But I
he's not just a man, he's a man with a table.
With a table and a broken desk, what could I say?
It's table man. Table man by day, bleach man by night.
Yeah, I'll come eat your bleach and break your desk. Yeah, that's my ending anecdote.
Oh, there you go.
Anyone else?
Lewis, have you got any?
I've got fuck all, mate.
I've got nothing left.
I've got one nothing
full
left.
And empty at the same time.
Oh,
I need a haircut.
This is prime.
The sides
and
back of my head, the sides and back of my head feel like they've got like a proper like 20 tog duvet around them. I'm constantly
togs. I learned about
fiddling. with my hair on the side of my head. I feel so restricted. I need a haircut.
I learnt about togs not too long ago. Actually.
Togs? What's togs?
Well, we'll find out in the next episode, Jacob. Keep you on the edge of your seat.
Little cliffhanger.
Wow. Little cliffhanger. And listeners will tell you all about togs.
And if that doesn't make you want to chew in for the next episode, I don't know what will.
You don't even know what togs are, Jacob. It could be a really interesting episode as far as you're aware.
That's a good point. I'm going to have to listen next year, next episode.
Well,
perfect.
Thank you for listening.
It's been a great time.
As per,
it's been a pleasure.
Submit your questions either at us on Twitter with your questions, or submit it on the Ruddy link wherever you get your beautiful podcasts.
Give us a review, good or bad. Any attention will make me feel something.
Yes, please make the screams go away.
Until the next time, fellas.
Toodaloo.
Cheerio.
Au revoir.